and welcome to Clear the Air with me, Jess.
And me, Kaylee. Let's Clear the Air with Jess and Kaylee will be available on all platforms where you listen to your podcast. The podcast is there to discuss all things personal, mindset, political, female, and a mass of food sharing. So make sure to tune in to us every Tuesday. Thanks, guys.
Well, hello there.
Hi.
Welcome, Lily. How are you?
I'm good, thank you. How are you doing?
Yeah, good, thank you. Have you just been away?
I have. How can you tell?
Well, we do a lot of stalking leading up to interviews, so that's probably why. But tell
us. I was really lucky. I just went away for 3 days, which was actually just really nice and relaxing. And just so nice to get some sun.
Yeah, that's lush.
I wish I could say the same, but I literally found out recently that I'm allergic to the sun.
What?
No, I'm like a ghost. I've got no tan on the minute. I look like I've just woken up from the dead. But I get rashes and I was like, this is bizarre. I don't have any melanin or something and I get rashes in the sun. So I'm getting a spray tan on Sunday.
Love it.
How did you discover that?
So I just kept getting rashes. Like I'd be in the sun and then rash. And I'm like, oh, this is upsetting.
Do you know what? It upsets because I don't. So I'm the same. Like I'm not allergic, but as in like I don't tan or anything. Like I literally burn and then it just goes back to white. So I live. I'm the same, Jess. Look, I'm the same. I'm gonna tan on Sunday. It upsets me how much. Like I just much prefer being tanned. Like having a fake tan. I don't know what it is.
It makes you feel so much better.
It does. Just a glow, like, and yeah, just healthy. I feel like my normal skin tone, I just look like a zombie, you know?
I know. I feel you. I really feel you.
I mean, look, you're looking lovely in bronze, though. You've just been in the
Well,
sun.
I literally sit like this constantly. Like, don't make me move anywhere so I can, like, be brown for a bit longer. So it was a hard work.
I love it. Well, tell us about you then. Tell us kind of how you started off within the industry and then how you transitioned, because I feel like you have had a change, haven't you? And you kind of you're a master of all.
Well, I wouldn't say that, but I have definitely transitioned from being a model. Then I went to university and studied journalism. And then I carried on modeling full time and then somehow became an artist. So it has been a very random road, but definitely enjoyed the journey, which is fun.
Amazing.
So how did the art, how did you end up going into the art? Was it something you was always good at?
So I did art at school for my A level, and I actually, it's funny because I got an E in year 12, and I was like, and everyone was like, you cannot go to art school. And it's like, I was like, I really want to do that at uni. And my teacher was like, no way. So that's why I then ended up going into journalism. And then whilst I was modeling, I was like, I can't keep waiting for jobs. Like, this is so demoralizing and painful. And my dad was like, why don't you start painting again? Because we had a painting that I did for my final A-level piece on the wall. And people would always comment on it and say, like, who did that? And he was like, why don't you try and do that again? So I basically just like bought some paints and started painting. And it's sort of like, then someone bought one, then someone else saw it and bought one. And then I was like, okay, I'm going to upload a picture to Instagram. And then people kept buying them. I was really lucky. So that's sort of how the abstract paintings happened. So it was very natural, which is nice, because I think that sometimes it's hard to sort of like decide what to do. And I've been lucky that my job has sort of been like a natural progression through my career.
Yeah, that's amazing. And I think weirdly enough, me and Jess did a whole podcast this week about kind of money, and especially within this industry, whether it's like modeling, acting, anything self-employed where you're waiting for a job or castings. And it's such a scary place to be in, because you don't know where the next jobs come in, and to be able to find something that you're just as passionate about, I think is amazing.
I was just gonna say, it's like the like every self-employed person, I think, has felt that pain of like, when is my next job coming? I'm so scared. And then like it comes and you're like, oh my god, I'm amazing. And then it's like then it doesn't come and you're like, oh my god, I'm so bad. And it's like that constant like backwards and forwards. So
yeah,
I think you speak to anyone in any self-employed job and they have felt that way.
Without a doubt. I'm so curious, because I'm terrible at art. What is it? So like when you're commissioned or someone buys a painting, what is it? like it's a blank canvas. Where do you go from there?
So I basically decided on the sort, I'm an abstract painter. I was like, I actually can't draw. And I was like, I love using like paint and materials and textures. And I was just like, started going to galleries to see what sort of thing that I got excited by. And I found this artist called Bram Bogart, who used to be a decorator. And I was like, well, if he's a decorator, he would have gone somewhere that's like a hardware store. So I'm going to go to B&Q and just like find random materials to use. And then I like picked up plaster, like filler, like all of these things that could make texture, and sort of just like started experimenting that way.
That's amazing. I'd never be able to do that.
I was so random. Like, I don't even know how I was like, I just thought, you know, when you just have an idea and you're just like, I'm just going to try. And that's sort of what happened.
I think that that's something we talk about a lot in our podcast is, you know, trying something new, or, you know, something that gives you a purpose or something you love. Or even like for me, when I write books now, when I was a kid, I used to love reading, I used to love writing. And then I had this whole period of my life where I had like manic depression. I never did any of that. And then when I kind of came out and found myself again, I went straight back to doing what I loved as a kid. So it's also about having that jumping through the fear, because I guess, you know, for modelling, I mean, was you modelling from a young age?
Yeah. So I was modelling from like, I got scouted at 14 and... then sort of just kept it going. And I remember my parents being like, this isn't going to be your full-time job, like you need to be thinking about other things. So like constantly I was always like, if modeling doesn't work out, what am I going to do? So that I would have like a back burner. But then the art just sort of happened, and then I don't know if you've seen my glitter prints, then that sort of happened too. So yeah, it's been a process.
I think as well, when you find something you focus in on, you just don't know what avenues it's going to go down. So I guess from your first abstract, you now got glitter, you've got all these other kind of ones you're doing. What kind of things do you see doing next? Or does it just happen? You don't think too far ahead, you just go with the flow.
I feel like the best thing to do in that situation is just to go with it and just keep trying things and just experimenting, and if that doesn't work, try a different avenue and just like not giving up. I think like there was such a long period, like, you know, I was selling my art abstract pieces but not enough to make a living, and I was then like thinking like, oh my god, what am I gonna do, like how am I gonna support myself? And then I thought of the glitter idea, and then because of the glitter, people were coming to my Instagram and then seeing the abstract, so it sort of like worked in favor of each other. I just think like keeping on trying different things and like, you know, not being scared of experimenting and putting yourself out there, because you just never know what's going to hit the right market.
I
love that. It seems like social media has played quite a part in you with your kind of career and with art and with kind of like exposing your talent. So what is your relationship like with social media, like on a personal level and work? Like, do you, obviously it's been great work wise, but you know, how have you found it?
I mean, I am so lucky that I am an artist with in today, like, because if I didn't have social media, I wouldn't have a career. And people, you know, it has all of those things where it's like comparing and like constantly thinking of like content. It's like, you know, I want to be as an artist. Yeah, I'm having to sit thinking of like, what are the trending sounds? Like, how do I use TikTok? How do I use Pinterest? Like, what, that's now become part of the business. So I found that like, but without social media, as a non-traditional artist, so when I went to see a gallery for the first time, they would say to me like, you know, no one's going to take you seriously, you're a model, like we don't want to represent you, you have to go back to art school and like have a master's in art. And I was like, oh my god, like I've just done 3 years at university studying journalism. And you know, like it actually made me question if I wanted to model anymore. I was like, do I take down all my modeling photos? Like, I don't want people to judge me, like I want them to take me seriously. And then after a while I was like, you know what, I can actually just do whatever I want. Like, why, like everyone's got a different opinion, everyone's always going to tell me something else, and I'm like, just do what you want to do. So then I started like posting the things that I wanted to post, both my art and both my modeling, and then it sort of like came together, and I got booked on a job for Sports Direct as an artist, but doing a modeling job. And like, that was the most exciting thing. And I was like, if I had listened to those people, I would have never booked that job because my career wouldn't have gone in that direction. Yeah. So I just think like, I'm so, so grateful for social media because it's the best tool of marketing.
Mm. I think it's so, what you said there about, you know, sticking to your guns of what you want to do. There's so many people that are ready to come and tell us, oh, you can't do this, you can't be that. I've had it, I'm sure you've had it, Katie, you can't be this or you can't be that. And when you do stick to your guns and you know who you are, people have to listen. It's like I've said to Katie before, you know, people have always told me who I am, and then I ended up in this spiral. I'm like, oh, hang on a minute, I'm being someone I'm not. And then when I pulled back and said, this is who I am, and like it or lump it, suddenly work starts coming in and people start taking you seriously, and your career kind of goes the way you want it to. 100%. And I think that's such an important message that you've just said there for younger people, not listening to other people. Because there's so many people wanting to tear people down, and yeah, going for it and following your route is the best, because also you're you, it hasn't been done before. So you, when you're doing it your way, no one can rob you from it because it's yours, and clearly it paid off for you.
I was also like, even if I go to art school and like get a master's, like think about all the artists out there who have done that and not earning any money. Mm. I was like, my biggest goal was to be able to work for myself and to be doing something creative that I enjoyed and to be making money from it and building something. And I was like, even if I go back and go to do a master's, are they taking my work? No. Like, is anyone paying me? No. Like, so what, why am I listening? It just didn't make any sense. Yeah. So unless someone's offering you a job with qualifications that have to be there, then why would you do it?
I think as well, it's also like that perception. I don't know if that comes with like generations. So for example, like me, like within my family, I don't have obviously a traditional career, but it's still seen like, unless you're like a lawyer, a doctor or something like that. Like I've always, people I know within my family have kind of like made comments about like a cousin that's gone and become a doctor, and I'm like, well, actually they're training for like 8 years and it's incredible what they're doing and that's amazing, but I make like at times or whatever can make the same as that or more than that. So there's a lot of judgment sometimes based on kind of like, oh, I don't know what you'd call it, kind of like
so the creative industry as well.
Yeah, exactly. It's like they have no perception of what you can do through social media or marketing, like you said, or just with your skill in that way. There's still no, it's the same as YouTubers, isn't it? It's the same as kind of like content creators, definitely, influencers. There's that perception that they still aren't making money, isn't it?
Definitely. And I even notice, like, if someone, like, let's say I meet someone random and they're like, what do you do? I'm like, how do I explain this? It's like so many different things that I do. So I'm like, oh, I'm an artist. They're like, what type of art do you do? I'm like, oh, I'm an abstract artist and I have a glitter print business. And it's like, oh, but what is that? And I explain it. And then it's like, if people aren't in the industry, they like really don't understand what I do. And then they'll look at my Instagram and then maybe like, they'll kind of get it, but it is a funny one that.
When I've just stopped saying it, I say like I'm unemployed. Like I just don't say anything. Like when I go to the hairdressers, like I just can't be bothered to go through like the conversation or go to have my nails done. I'm like, oh, I just don't do anything. They're like, is it your day off? I'm like, no, this is me. I just like shut it down. I'm like, I don't want to explain it.
Yeah. It's like when you haven't worked in a week and you're like, yeah, it's still my day off.
This is what we were saying. So like me and Kaylee both act, and Kaylee also has the production company, so you're like constantly busy. But I finished a TV series recently and I came off and everyone's like, so what are you doing now then? And I was like, Jesus Christ, it's taken me years to get that job. Don't start. I'm panicking already. And it can give you that pressure, whereas I think people don't understand the difference between a creative industry and like a normal 9-to-5 office job. They can't understand that, you know, me and Kaylee do it all the time. We're up till 10 o'clock at night replying to emails, chasing things, getting showreels together. And I guess you probably have the same thing, because you can do it. It's for you, it's intrinsically what you want to do. So it's just, there is no day off, but you may not be in an office 9-to-5. So it doesn't actually mean that you're not working.
It's like it never ends. Like it never constantly is just like in the back of your head of like, what am I going to do next? How am I going to do it? And like, whereas people, I do envy those people, well, kind of, I mean, I wouldn't want that because it's just not in my nature, but they can leave work and then it's done and then they can go back the next day. It's quite like, but then, I mean, I would never change what I do. I love what I do.
I'm the same. Like, my partner has got like a 9-to-5 job, and there's sometimes like he walks through the door and I'm like, you're done, you can just sit. Or sometimes, this is ridiculous to think about, but like, we all know like Instagram can be a job, people can message you about things and things like that, same as emails are always like, oh, like Jess was saying, anytime. And sometimes I look over at him and he's just like scrolling through Instagram, or he's like looking at his emails from like Argos, and I'm like, oh, isn't that nice? Whereas like for us, isn't it, something pings and you're like, oh, what's that?
No switching off, you've got to just keep going all the time. But funnily enough, when I left theatre school, I had to get a job, just as you know, when you leave, I thought, okay, I'll get a first job at the gym. Got fired. Then I tried Pizza Express, got fired. Then I tried being a cleaner and got fired. So I was like, I don't think it's in my DNA to be able to even hold down a normal job. So I have got no other option but to keep doing what I'm doing. So I think some people are made for it, and that's good, and that they love it and it's great. But I think creative people really struggle with that, because you're constantly, what, like, I don't feel fulfilled unless I'm learning a script, writing a book. I can't fulfill myself. And I think that's what the beauty of humanity, how we're all so different, and that's what brings it all together. So when people do try and say, you know, the creative industry isn't a proper job, when are you going to get a proper job, and all this nonsense, it's like, well, what do you do when you finish work? I'm assuming you sit down and watch TV. Or what do you do when you're decorating your house? I'm sure you're going to go and buy a piece of art. It's like, come on, use your brain and think about it.
100%.
Yeah, absolutely. So how, kind of in the last, like, how did COVID impact you? When was it that you kind of like started your art? Like, how did that?
So I was doing the abstract paintings. I've been doing it for about 5 years now. Mm. And then during COVID, I remember I called my mum. I was like, you have to come pick me up from my studio. Like, I don't, like, everything was closing down. Mm. And I was like, what am I going to do now? No one's going to be buying paintings. No one's going to be booking me for a modeling job. So I went home and I was just like, thought about it for a bit. And basically I had made, when the galleries had told me that they weren't going to take me seriously as an artist because I was modeling, I was like, okay, I'm going to make art out of modeling. So I called my friend who's a model, and I was covered her in diamonds. I was like, I have this idea, I want to make these glitter girls, and I want to paint you in diamonds, and then I want to get a photographer to shoot it, and then I'm going to paint on top of it and put like diamonds on top of it. She was like, cool. So we shot that together. I put it on Instagram, and my other friend saw it, and she was like, will you do that for me, how you've done that picture but of my wedding dress? And I was like, okay, I could try doing that. So during the pandemic, I was like, I think I'm going to try that idea that my friend had suggested. So I made it for her. She gave it to her husband. She cried when she saw it. I was like, what is going on right now? And I could not believe it. I was like, I'm shocked. And then I gifted to 5 influencers, like at the start of the pandemic. And one of the influencers posted, and I had like 15 sales that day. And I was like, hey, I think this is what I should be doing. So then over lockdown, I just started gifting to influencers, and obviously everyone was at home, so they didn't really have anything to spend money on, so they were doing up their homes. It was like the perfect time to start this type of business. And it's kind of just been going on since then.
That's amazing. Do you know, and weirdly enough, quite a few of the people me and Jess have spoken to have had these kind of light bulb moments or things happen within lockdown. And I think it's, I mean, obviously it was just a horrendous time. But also it's kind of like it allowed us all to stop, kind of look around us, take a minute, and in some ways, like you, come up with that, or come up with ways that actually have helped you progress so much now.
Definitely. I mean, if I hadn't of had that time, I don't know if I would, I mean, I wouldn't be doing this now. So that time you just was important, wasn't it? Just to like sit back and just like, I really enjoyed just like not having to be anywhere or do anything and just like be at home.
Yeah. Go on, Jess.
So what would you say has been your most successful piece of art so far?
So for the glitter, the best moment for me was I gifted to one of the Real Housewives of Beverly Hills.
And
wow. Yeah, that was cool. And then she messaged me and was like, I really want to get a print for Vanessa Bryant for the anniversary of the death of Kobe Bryant. And I was like, I can't believe that I'm making this for her. It was amazing. That was like, thank you. That was like a big achievement. So that was
incredible. I imagine, so this is the thing again, what I always say about like going for it. So you've literally had this moment in lockdown, that's helped you go forward with it, and now you're doing pictures for Vanessa Bryant. Like,
I mean,
sliding doors, I always think like this thing, you never know what can happen. So these little decisions and little choices that change the route of our entire life. And like, that's an incredible story. I love that.
Yeah, it's amazing. And it's fear, isn't it?
Time for the positive.
Yeah, and it's not feeling the fear, you know, when people have told you you can't model and be an artist, or, you know, just that fear of starting a business, or like you said, where maybe the abstract wasn't quite going in the direction you wanted, or financially, to be able to still within art come up with a solution that is financially viable, allows probably more sales to come through to the abstract. I think it just shows it, doesn't it, that we were talking about this the other day, weren't we, Jess, that it's just taking that step. Like, what have you got to lose? You know, it's just going for it.
Definitely. I also think like it never ends. That's the thing. Like, you know, you always think like, okay, one, then I'll have this, but then I'm like, okay, now what? Like, now how do I grow it even bigger? Like, it's a constant, you know, battle to keep getting that work through as well.
And do you think that's something that you'll want to do forever? Like, do you know what I mean? Like, that we all feel that within these sort of industries, that kind of rat race, or that keep getting the orders in, keep getting the jobs in. Do you think that's something that you're just happy to do now? Like, do you know what I mean? Like, is that something that you love it so much that that's kind of the mindset that you're in?
Definitely. I started a new Instagram called The Glitter Store, which is basically just for the glitter prints, because I had everything on my Lily Burney account, and then I was like going on holiday and uploading a bikini. And then like next to the bikini photo was a print, and I was like, this looks so unprofessional. Like, this needs to be a proper business. Like, it's not just like, you know, making prints anymore. It's like, I see it as a proper business. So I made the Glitter Store account, and then I was like, hey, well, eventually I see like other glitter products, you know, I'm going to bring out a frame collection and just sort of like grow the Glitter Store as a real business rather than just like just as an artist, but also like within its own right.
Yeah, it's amazing.
Yeah. And I just also, just to pick up back on something else you'd said about how when everyone was telling you you couldn't model and be taken seriously as an artist, so then almost, I love how you did this, got your models and then did them and then combined it, and then was like, boom, there you go. And then you get these big paint. I'm just like, that's the biggest fingers up to the people that told you no.
Yeah.
And I just love that attitude.
Thank you. I mean, the craziest thing is now two of those pictures are in a gallery in Paris. So I was like, see, you can do both.
Have some of that.
That's amazing. Yeah. Do you know what's lovely as well? You must have, I did see one of your videos actually with you and your dad, and I think it's really special that your dad kind of was the one that was like, will you rethink about kind of the art? Because your A-level piece, has he been a big part of kind of your journey as an artist?
Oh my god, he is gonna love that he's been mentioned. Like, literally, by the way, as soon as this comes out, he's gonna be like, send it to me. And I'll be like,
cut his clip. Big shout out to your dad.
He's literally gonna be buzzing. I'm not joking. Like, we have a very special relationship. I'm really lucky because he pushes me so hard and like always checks up on me to the point where I'm like, okay, enough, like, you don't work for me. And I don't need to tell you what I do every day.
Yeah.
But he's amazing, and I'm really lucky. Yeah, he really, like, I think especially whilst, like, when we are self-employed and we don't have people to, you know, support us, because no, we don't work with anyone, and I really actually struggle with that. Like, I need somebody to sort of bounce ideas off and like just see like, what do you think about this, like anything really. So I'm really lucky that I have him, because he'll just want to hear what's going on and like give me advice of where he can. And I think it's so important to have a person like that when you're working by yourself.
Absolutely. That's amazing. Yeah, so special. I think that's lovely. And it's amazing sometimes when you have those people, whether that's friends, family, who see something in you, something special, you're a talent, and they can kind of bring that to light and showcase that. That's lovely. And so a lot of what we talk about in the podcast is kind of, you know, our mental health, how we are, our feelings, things like that. And you touched then about kind of, and it can be like a lonely industry, can't it? Especially you when you're creating each day. Oh, did I freeze?
You did. Yeah. We panicked for a while. Both of us went,
Back. Honestly, I'm so sorry. What was I saying? Now that's the
about
question.
Mental health.
The lonely yeah. industry.
So it can be quite a lonely industry. Obviously, you're kind of like creating by yourself. We all have it where it can feel quite isolating. Do you have kind of steps or things that you put in place, you know, whether it's social? We talk a lot about kind of going to the gym or like physically or things that kind of help you.
On a day to day with mental health. So I think definitely, I think getting up at the same time every day, and making sure that you're actually up and maybe go for a walk or go to the gym, that definitely helps me. Also, I think writing down, I know it's so cliche, but like definitely writing down the things that you're grateful for, like on a regular basis, so that you're like, when things aren't going the way that you planned, that you've like remembered what is going the right way, and just to really check in with yourself a lot. Like that's something that I really try and practice, because your mind can take you in so many different places, and you've got to like keep like, you know, what's the word, just like stable.
The awareness around it.
Yeah, like aware.
Yeah, I think it's very easy when something goes wrong, or something, especially in a creative world, because we're always, I think creatives are very susceptible to mental health stuff, because we're always trying to find the next avenue, especially self-employed, all of that stuff. And I think it's very important for us to try and find, you know, just remember what is good, because if one thing goes wrong, you think my world's ending, this isn't selling, I'm panicking, or, you know, I haven't booked my next job. That is something that I can spiral down. So I agree with you, definitely the routine of getting yourself out. I do cold showers, all of this, but I think the gratitude thing is just a reminder, even if you've had a bad day and you get into bed, rather than obsessing and thinking about that, it just gives you that thing to focus on and be like, well, actually this is nice and I don't know what I would do without that, and right now that makes me happy, and focus on it. I think it completely changed your mindset, and I think a lot of things in any industry is all about your mindset. I think mindset is so important.
Definitely. I also have found like journaling. I was really like, didn't want to do it for a long time. And then I started journaling and just sort of writing down like how I was feeling and all about different things. And then having that to look back on to see your progression, because I had this chat with a friend and he said to me, as long as your next low is higher than your last low, you know, you're doing the right thing. And I thought that was so like, it's really stuck with me, because I was like, when you're having a low, it's nowhere near what you're having a low for a year ago, like hopefully.
Yeah.
So then you know you're progressing, which is like the main thing.
Agreed.
Yeah, without Agreed. A doubt. That's very profound. I feel like that's where profound. I was like, oh, that's great. I'll follow that.
I know. I know. I literally have never forgotten it. I was like, that is the best thing I've ever heard.
It just takes you sometimes to process, doesn't it? You know, sometimes people say something and then you kind of evaluate it or see it in your own brain, and that something like that does stay with you, definitely. Yeah So what's the next 2 years, what have we got ahead of ourselves?
It's like, isn't that the hardest question ever?
It's a horrible question. I apologize for asking.
That's the one I avoid. I'm like, no idea, because we're self-employed, something random's gonna come, but if I can magic it up, I'm gonna do this.
So manifesting the situation is like, I'm now being so, and with Skinny Dip as well, so just basically getting more retailers to start stocking the prints, and then go into more products. And I really want to have a studio in LA as well as in London, which is like the ultimate goal, to have like people working there doing the prints and shipping to the US. So I do ship at the moment to the US, but it'd be better to like have it more people. And just basically building and growing and keep making glittery fun things for people to enjoy
and adding sparkle to everybody's life. That's all.
Exactly. That's so exciting. I just love it. I love hearing kind of like people's idea, like what they want to do. I think it's so exciting, and I wish you all the best of it. I'm so excited, and thank you so much for coming on the podcast. It was such a pleasure.
Thank you for having me.
And you're our first like artist to come on, and we were really excited to have someone on who is in that profession and that side of things. It's not something we're really aware of, and it's so, you know, well, Jess, you might be, for all I know, you're like a Van Gogh, I don't know. But thank you so much. It's been such a pleasure. thanks to all our listeners, and we will see you next week.
We'd like to say a special thank you to Audio Boom for distributing the series, and Popple for our jingle and raspberry.